WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Guitarist Ry Cooder was explaining world music more than a decade before anyone called it that. And world music commentator Milo Miles says Cooder's mix of curiosity and musical integrity earns the attention and admiration he receives. Though not total breakthroughs, Cooder's collaborations with African guitarist Ali Farka Touré and Indian musician V.M. Bhatt are always engrossing.
A question. When are albums that try to fuse music traditions a success? Well, it depends on what you expect them to do, the impossible or just the unlikely. Musics that are truly separate, like Indian ragas and Western blues, cannot be blended at one stroke. It's impossible. Successful intermingling takes at least a generation of deeply infatuated musicians on both sides. Now, a wonderfully ambitious fusion album can discover connections and get serious crosstalk going between different musics. It's unlikely, but it can be done. If you hope for the unlikely, not the impossible, Ry Cooder's current pair of fusion albums will satisfy. Cooder's joint venture with V.M. Bhatt is called A Meeting by the River, and it's not quite the long shot it sounds like. For one thing, Bhatt plays a highly modified guitar he calls a Mohan Veena that nevertheless still sounds a lot like a slide guitar. The recording is exceptionally clear and detailed. The session was done very casually with minimal preparation and not much attention to formal structure. The selection you just heard, Ganges Delta Blues, shows the riffing between Cooder and Bhatt reaching a mild delirium. If anything, however, the affair is too loose. The last track goes nowhere at all, and there are slack sections here, there, and everywhere. Even so, Cooder and Bhatt do seem fascinated by each other's tone, and the overall atmosphere is pleasantly light. When Cooder plays with Ali Farka Touré, he is on more familiar ground. Ali Farka Touré combines folk forms from Mali with blues. But his meeting with Cooder, called Talking Timbuktu, is not the sure thing, it sounds like. There was considerable planning and practice before these sessions, and if anything, they're a little too tight, with Cooder almost disappearing into what amounts to an Ali Farka Touré record with exquisite special attachments. There are numerous delights. Touré sings robustly throughout. His folkish tributes to the grass snake and the river spirit are serene indeed. And a couple tracks, one called Dairabi in particular, gather tremendous dignity and force that recall the torment of the blues without explicitly evoking it.
Thank you.
Ry Cooder often seems to be hinting at grander work than he achieves, but he is never cheesy or facile. I'm confident that when better fusions are made, Cooder will be part of them.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. A Meeting by the River is on the Water Lily Acoustics label. Talking Timbuktu is from World Circuit Ryko Disc.